What do you do if the people in your life are exercising, but they're exercising ineffectively, or they're wasting their time, or worse, their exercise could hurt them? They could get a broken joint, they could get a swollen joint, they could get injured from the exercise that they're doing. And you as an exercise professional obviously want to make sure that the people that you love, that you care about, your clients, the people who are members at your gym or at your personal training studio or wherever it is that you exercise with people, you want them to train safely so they don't hurt themselves. So what do you do? How do you tell people, hey, don't do that, it's going to hurt you? And that's probably the worst thing we could possibly say. And if you've ever tried it, usually brings on an argument. No, it doesn't. I've been doing this exercise for years and I'm fine. This is the best exercise for this muscle and I'm doing it. It's great. And fair enough. Because if somebody comes along and tells you what to do and you love it, whatever it is it possible that you would argue or justify what you're doing because you love it? The other really important thing that I've learned the hard way is that people are adults. If a person is an adult and they can choose what they wear and what time they go to bed and what food they eat, they also have the right to choose what exercises they do and whether or not they want to do good things or bad things for their body. So if somebody's a smoker and I go along and say, don't smoke, it's bad for you, it's possible I could get into an argument. Could you? Adults take drugs, they eat crappy food, they go to bed late, they do horrible things to their body. But is it a choice? As an adult, we all get to choose what we do. And wouldn't it be really annoying if somebody came along and told us what not to do or that we should do things differently? So if we want to get a message across to the people that we love, the people that we care about, how to exercise safely, effectively, how to do something in a safer, better, more effective way, could that be a great question to ask? So I'll use an argument from the extreme. If somebody's smoking, taking drugs, excessive drinking, gambling, and it's wrecking their life, we would often want to stop them from doing that, I would expect. So we'd say, don't smoke, don't drink, don't take drugs, don't gamble. It's wrecking your life. What a better question to ask before you even talk to that person. I wonder why they're doing that. And is it possible that people who smoke, drink, take drugs, gamble, and any of the other things that do horrible things to our life, they're not doing it to make their life horrible? Is it possible they're doing it to make their life better? I know that sounds a little bizarre, but is it possible that people, and I'll rephrase, if someone's really happy and their life is amazing and they're doing all the things in their life that they want to do, why would they want to get drunk? Why would they want to take drugs and get high? Why would they want to lose all their money gambling? Why would they want to be unhealthy? Obviously, there's some major side effects of drinking, smoking, gambling, taking drugs that even if you feel good for a short period of time, you usually feel pretty bad and it does pretty horrible things to your life after you've done them. But people don't do them to feel bad. If you've ever really enjoyed an alcoholic drink and then felt really sick the next day, I'm sure while you were drinking, you weren't thinking to yourself, oh, I can't wait to feel terrible tomorrow. You might have thought, I might feel terrible tomorrow, but I'm loving this so much now I don't care. And is that to be criticized or is that to be praised? And I have taken a different mindset simply because telling people what to do obviously doesn't work. And trying to get people to stop doing something that they love to do, first of all, why would they? And what reason would they have to stop? And if the reason is I'm doing this to make myself feel good, I'm doing this to get away from my horrible life, what if we congratulated people for doing that? Congratulations for smoking, drinking, taking drugs, gambling, whatever the person's doing. Because obviously you're wanting to do something to make you feel better, to make your life better, to make the way you feel at the moment better than you are feeling. What if there was a safer, better, more effective way without any of the side effects and it didn't cost any money? Because obviously gambling and smoking and drinking and taking drugs, not only some of those illegal, but they can also be very expensive and they have horrible side effects. The beautiful thing about exercise, woohoo, is it's just as addictive as smoking, drinking, taking drugs or gambling or any of the other things we do to make us feel good. But exercise does actually make us feel good short term, just like all of those other things do. But the long term effects are obviously very special rather than dangerous. The side effects are healthy, fit, strong body, healthy, fit, strong mind, a body that can fight diseases, germs, bugs, viruses and feels good all of the time. So it's a pretty good drug to get addicted to. However, as I asked before, you might have people in your life who are already addicted to exercise, and that's why they do it every day, or they go to the gym five times a week, or they do really silly exercises that could hurt their joints. Aha, what do you do now? Well, same. Rather than criticizing people for doing a stupid exercise or hurting their joint, why don't we compliment them and praise them for being a person who exercises? Somebody who goes to the gym 5 days a week, does 27 exercises, 3 sets of 10, and they're really committed, focused and disciplined when it comes to exercise, surely that's to be praised, not to be criticized. And if somebody's doing an exercise because they love it and they feel that it's adding massive value to their life, just like smoking, drinking, taking drugs or gambling may to some people, why would we criticize them? Why not praise them? Congratulations for coming to the gym so often. Congratulations for being so focused and disciplined when it comes to your exercise program. Congratulations for being a person who exercises. And build a relationship with the person rather than pulling them down or criticizing them or telling them what they're doing is wrong. Is it possible that if somebody tells you you're doing something wrong, that you might justify what you're doing just to prove the other person wrong? I've certainly done that many times in my life, even though what I was doing was stupid, but I didn't want to feel stupid, so I started to justify what I was doing so that I could prove I wasn't stupid. Aha. So first of all, what if we set the example of short exercise programs, safe exercise programs? What if you could do or get the best results possible from your exercise program in the shortest period of time with doing just a couple of exercises, just doing a few sprints throughout the day, so that it didn't take long to exercise, you didn't have to go to the gym for hours and hours, and you still looked amazing, had a stack of energy and had a positive attitude, and you're an optimist. All the things that we want from our exercise program. And I will repeat over and over, should we be able to demand from our exercise program that we have a stack of energy, that we perform at our best at everything that we do, we look great in and out of our clothes, and we're getting the results that we want from our eating and exercise plan? Now, if you're the person who's getting all of those things in a really short period of time without having to go to the gym for hours and hours, is it possible that the person that is going to the gym for hours and hours doing many, many exercises might one day ask you, how come you look so good, you've got so much energy, you perform at your best, but you spend hardly any time at the gym? How's that even possible? Versus you going up to somebody in the gym and say, don't do that exercise, it's bad for you, it's going to hurt you. And if I do that with somebody that's smoking, they'll probably tell me that they love smoking, even though they know that it's bad for them. And is it possible that there are people who do exercise and they know it's going to hurt their joint at one stage, or they know it's probably a stupid exercise, but they love it, they're going to keep doing it? And I've got lots of examples of people that have shared with me, Rowie, I just do bicep curls because I like what it does to my arms, makes me feel good, and I don't care if it wrecks my elbows. And unfortunately and sadly, at some stage, they have to come to me and say, or they do come to me and say, Rowie, I've stuffed up my elbow, I've got inflammation, tennis elbow, golfer's elbow, and I don't play tennis or golf because I've been doing bicep curls or tricep kickbacks. But that's a bit like somebody coming to you after smoking for several years and saying, I've got lung cancer. It was a given. It was going to happen, but they didn't stop smoking because they liked smoking. So I don't think it's up to me to tell people to stop smoking or drinking or taking drugs or gambling. It's just for me to be a friend and understand why they might be doing it and perhaps provide a different alternative. What if you could get addicted to exercise? You feel as high, even better high. You have great hair, great skin, great nails. You look good. You've got a stack of energy. You perform at your best. You're going to live longer. You're going to have great quality of life. And it doesn't have to cost anything, and it's legal. Ha ha. Passion and enthusiasm for exercise rather than telling people what they should and shouldn't do. And if you've ever been involved in people preaching at you or lecturing at you or pointing a finger at you and telling you what you should do and that you shouldn't do what you're doing at the moment because it's bad, you probably hated it. And I certainly did. And I've had a lifetime of people telling me what to do and what I shouldn't do. And first of all, I'd like to figure it out for myself and figure out that I'm a smart lady all by myself. And if somebody comes to me and congratulates me for what I'm doing rather than criticizes me, and there's a great quote for that, people are likely to do more of what they're praised of and less or none of what they're criticized for. So if we're criticizing people for the way they're exercising, they may either stop or keep doing that silly, ineffective exercise on purpose just to annoy us or just to prove a point. And I would hate to think that somebody gets broken elbows or a sore back or sore knees or a sore shoulder because I said, don't do shoulder presses, they'll hurt you, or don't do bicep curls, they'll wreck your elbows, or don't do leg extensions, they'll screw up your knees, or don't do sit-ups because they're a waste of time, they don't burn any fat off your abs. It's easy to say that. There's physiological, anatomical reasons for saying that, but it doesn't work. Telling people what to do, for me, has never worked. If somebody's told you what to do and it's offended you or hurt your feelings or just made you cranky because they were telling you what to do, you probably didn't change. And I'll ask that as a question. If somebody comes up to you and tells you, don't do what you're doing, it's bad for you, but you love it, is it possible that you'll just keep doing it anyway? And of course, food comes into that as well. Can we tell people what to eat? Probably not. If somebody really loves to eat that and you think it's bad, they might love it and it's their favorite thing. And even if they stop eating it because you tell them it's bad, is it possible that you could screw up their headspace because they want to eat it so that they don't eat it for a little while or they don't eat it for a long time? And then they feel guilty if they do eat it, or they feel that they're missing out on something because they're not eating it, and it just screws up their whole mental health happiness. And I don't want to do that to people. So as an exercise professional, what if we praise people for exercising? We set the example of short, effective, safe exercise programs that give us a stack of energy, help us perform at our best, make sure we look and feel fantastic, and we are getting the results that we want from that short, sharp exercise plan. And if people don't change, whether they're our family or our friends or our clients, if people don't want to change what they're doing, should we remember that people are adults and they can do whatever they want? And if people are wrecking their lives, an adult has the right to do that. It's sad, and it certainly has hurt me many times. But I also understand that I'm an adult and I get to choose what I want to do, and so do other people. So what if we just accept people for who they are, praise them for who they are and what they do? And I'll ask the question again, is it possible that people will do more of what they're praised for and less of what they're criticized for, or none of what they're criticized for? And what if we praise people for wanting to do something that helps them to be happy or helps them to feel better? And what if we give them an alternative? What if we give them the alternative of exercise? Getting puffed, getting fit, lifting heavy to get strong so that you have a body that literally is a happy drug pumping machine, a high performance machine, a virus fighting machine, a fat burning machine, and a body that looks bloody great in the mirror. Wouldn't that be awesome?